I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday.
Yeah, it is.
Big announcements today, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Make sure you're here
exciting.
For those. I know. Very, very exciting. Can't wait to tell y'all. They're hiding them from me too, Vin. They won't let me see what's happening.
Is it summer thing?
Oh. It's not.
Well.
Ten times better than summer thing.
Is it now in Zen?
It's, nope. No.
Oh.
Big though.
Is it Winterland?
No, don't, no. Stop it.
Oh.
Just stop.
It's huge. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sure. Bet you. Look, the announcements of concerts coming back have been great. I don't know anything, so it might
I don't
not
know if
be
it's
that.
A concert or not. Right? It might be that there's a new version of Pokemon. You know, we don't know what this big announcement
God, please
is.
Pokemon.
Sure.
Talk about a thud.
8 o'clock. 9 o'clock. We got two big, completely different announcements.
Oh, yeah.
The celebrity. Yeah, that's right. New monsters added to the Pokemon lineup. That's right. We've got all kinds of new Pokemon for you to catch them all, guys. Just kidding. It's not about that. Could be, though, for all I know. The Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page is bringing us the celebrity trash. Follow the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. You see the latest workouts. Get your summer bod ready. And check out the Johnny Mosley podcast. Every Wednesday on the Odyssey.
Odyssey.
So they ran the Preakness Stakes this past weekend. There was a big question as to whether or not Medina Spirit was going to be in the race, and he was.
Oh.
But don't worry. It's the second leg of the Triple Crown, and he lost.
Oh. Bad or?
So, like third place.
Oh, okay.
Out of 10. So,
win, place, or show. Let me box that.
Sure. There you go. He was beaten out, let's see, a horse named Rombauer beat Medina Spirit. I think he won by like 3.5 lengths, too. And so basically they're saying it puts the whole Medina Spirit controversy on the back burner, because if he had gone on to win all three, there would have been an asterisk by his name.
Would have been trouble, right.
So it's best that he didn't win.
Did you used to go to the track ever?
Yes, occasionally. There was a racetrack near my house, but it was very, very, like I've told you this before, it was like fairground level.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't high end. Like,
no,
I've
we
never
went
been
to,
a
we
derby.
Used to go to the Del Mar Fairgrounds, which is it's legit horse racing, big time horses and jockeys, and their fun can be had. It's
sure,
and
it's
especially if you
out.
Got a couple bucks to bet, that's where. You know, you win. I'll take this gray one. Win, place, and show.
Yeah,
$5,
gray
please.
Horses are so pretty. There's a place right across the bay too. I've been. I went there with Ron Owens one time.
What?
Yeah, when we
Ron
were
Owens.
When I think he thought we were dating. I'm not sure what was going on there.
Just you
a
two.
Weird thing. I look. Yeah, we went to the. He's like, hey, I want to go to the races. You want to go?
You
I'm
and
like,
Ron Owens went to the horse races together. Just you two.
Just us. Yeah. Weird, right? I look back on that time and I'm like, you know, I just thought we were two colleagues. We were two. I mean, nothing. It was certainly nothing. There was like every time we saw each other, there was a full on kiss on the lips. I know.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, that's what he does, I guess.
Does he, though?
Apparently.
Everybody?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't know him that
He never
well.
Kissed he just, me, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, you know, you're not as pretty
as
I am.
Back right
so.
Up there, sir. Yeah. Let me just
put a stiff arm out there. Yeah. You. I know. It was great. Like, I look back on it now, I'm like, geez. I mean, what else? Yeah, I'm sure he wanted, you know, his 30-year-old colleague to tell him all about her life.
A kiss on the mouth, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely saw that more than once, and it's one of the weird things that I watched Sarah sort of Sarah liked it.
No,
My inner dialogue was, you don't go around kissing me. I don't understand why you got to kiss her, but I mean, I get mm-hmm. it. She's a handsome lady. I mean,
very right. I mean,
if you can abuse your, you know, this sort of cordial greeting to your benefit.
I will say, too, the older I get, the less I put up with. And but it does feel sometimes like you have to put up with something that a guy puts on you, or mm-hmm. even a girl, you know, maybe someone super huggy or, you know, holds you just a little too long in the hug and goes like in your ear. Like,
just one more second.
Dudes are bogus.
And I feel like nowadays it's a little different.
Well, I agree. But certainly.
But I get what you're saying.
But
totally.
Right, you get put in this position where, and now it's the precedent's been set, and he's going in for that kiss again.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And I do feel like the whole Me Too movement made me take better looks at some of the things that I put up with. I don't, you know what, girls? You don't have to put up with it. Turns, and you don't even have to be a bitch about it.
Nope.
You can just say, I'm not comfortable with that.
No consent. No consent.
Right, no consent. I do not consent to being kissed on the mouth. I'm not comfortable with that. It's completely works. I mean, in most cases, I guess. I don't know. I really wish that I'd had the balls to say, I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, look, in that situation, it would have been very easy. You don't work for him. You don't work with him. So that particular situation would have been easy to put a stop to. I think in the workplace now, you've got your built-in. And maybe you'd say, well, you don't need to make an excuse, except workplace is sketchy. It's tricky. You find yourself feeling like I want to move up the ladder and don't want anyone holding crap against me. But the pandemic, there's your excuse. I got a mask on. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope. No, I don't. Right. Mm-mm. Not anymore.
I'm not comfortable with that.
No hugs. Sorry. You can bow to me.
Bow to me. Deep bow. I want a deep, respectful bow. Mm-hmm.
I like the elbow bump.
I'm all good with that. Fist bump's fine, too.
I like the bowing, though. I think we should do that.
Yeah, bowing.
Well, if I'm a lady trying to tell some dude to stop kissing me, I'd go for the bow. I'd be like, you can bow to me. But other than that, right. And I mean drop a knee. Hit a knee on the ground.
No, I'm thinking, my knee comes up. I mean,
I like that one.
Go with that. I'm not comfortable with any of this. How about you step away?
Drop the guy, knock his front teeth out while you're at it.
Did I do that?
Anyway, on to the news or the trash. Right.
Sure. Just to finish up the story, Medina Spirit finished third, will not go to the Belmont with a triple crown on the line. And I guess that are they leaving the Derby victory in place? I guess maybe because it's not a problem now. That's just the way it's going to be.
I bet that those tests are still going to go through. And if the second test was dirty, then they'll pull his win.
Bob Baffert. He was not present at the Pimlico Racecourse, opting to stay away because of the controversy surrounding Medina Spirit, who tested positive for the steroid Obetamethasone in post-derby testing. He said, today is not about Bob Baffert. I love when people refer to themselves in third person. Instead, it's about Medina Spirit and all the other equine athletes in our tremendous sport. He was a 2-1 favorite to win. The horse that did win, Ron Bauer, was an 11-1 long shot. So congrats to everybody who bet on that. This story's been floating around for a bit, and I just want to look, one of my favorite things When sexting started coming to the forefront, I found out about it, I don't know, 10 years ago. I was like, oh, that's what phones are for. I see. When you're dating, you just send dirty pictures of yourself. And I think the first place we
heard about it was on Snap. Sort of Snap was this thing where the picture would disappear, and we were like, oh, this is the new big thing, right?
That's it, right. And then some people were super creative about it. Like, we knew this one girl who would draw arrows to where she wanted things to happen, and Can you remember the
so
who that girl
awesome?
Was?
Yeah, that's Olivia Munn, right?
Yeah, she's. This is the story about Olivia Munn. She is dating John Mulaney. Yeah, John Mulaney is. He's actually a great comedian. Uh-huh. I've seen him a few times, and he's.
I like him.
He's hilarious. He looks sort of like he's from Mayberry or something. Kind of like big ears and you know, goofy white guy face with a sort of an old fashioned looking haircut. John Mulaney just got out of rehab, and while he was in, Olivia Munn tweeted, "Sending so much love and support to John Mulaney. You got this," she tweeted at the time. And as soon as he got out, he was all, "Hey, Olivia. Hey, thanks girl. For the cool tweet. You want to get dinner, hang out?" He completed a 60-day rehab stay in February and is continuing
Whoa.
To work on...
Yeah. 2 months.
Uh-huh. The full 2 months. He's continuing to work on his sobriety as an outpatient. And just like, I don't know, it wasn't that long ago, like a couple weeks, that we found out that Mulaney and his wife... Anna Marie Tendler were ending their 6-year marriage, and he was topped right on the Olivia Munn train.
Well, anyone who could should. I think Olivia Munn is the hottest woman in Hollywood. I can't think of one person that's hotter than her.
She seems funny and smart. And she's super pretty, and she draws diagrams of exactly what she... This is a woman who knows what she wants.
And what we want to, yeah.
And what everyone yeah. wants.
Yes, right.
So, exactly. Of course, her tweet from December 21st of 2020, when she said, "Sending so much love and support to John Mulaney, you got this." I don't know, 5-month-old tweet. And now they're together. And people keep reposting it and saying, "Oh, I guess it worked. Damn, I need to try this." At Kate Upton, "So much love and support. You got this." "Sending so much love and support to Harry Styles. You got this."
Let me ask you something. So is that's super funny.
Yeah.
That's the rare time when online behavior actually is a laugh and not
mm-hmm.
hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Is the story as you read it, and I know we never know all this, the news.
I'll just make something up. Go ahead,
but they didn't know each other before he went in.
I feel certain that they must have met at some point.
Absolutely had to have had mm-hmm. some.
They're both
passing contact,
stars. They
right?
met on the set of a late night
yeah.
show
right.
or something.
Right.
I don't know that they've ever starred in anything together, but I didn't research that. But let's see. Mm-mm-mm. By the way, his wife completely heartbroken over the breakup.
I'm
like
sure.
stuck with him through all this stuff. And then he's like, "We're getting divorced." Olivia Munn, grab my arm, girl.
I think
she's bummed.
What the partners of drunks and drug addicts are put through on the other side of that, if you are actually going to, he should almost have to stay with her.
Right? Because she put up with that crap.
I almost think that that's part of your penance is you don't get to leave now. You're stuck. Sorry.
Yeah. No. After what you put me through.
Right. Well, and often, look, on one hand, they're in denial about how bad the problem probably is that's right in front of them and clearly way worse than they've ever had to, you know, experienced. So there's that, but they're also staying because they fell in love with someone who wasn't that way.
Right.
Or didn't show that side. And so they're in love and they want to see you be okay. And yeah. then on the other side of that, he's like, punt
yeah.
and lands in her bed.
Yeah.
It's a Olivia good bed. Munn.
Pretty goddamn good bed, though.
Well, yeah.
Solid,
that's what
that's,
I'm saying.
I mean, that's what you call a landing. He stuck that landing.
But how incredibly...
difficult for
generous does yeah. the ex-wife have to be good, like a good sport about this?
Oh, she's not. She's totally
probably,
heartbroken.
Yeah, no.
yeah.
Okay.
Really, really. She's offered. She says, "I have nothing but love and I support his recovery, but ow."
Mm-hmm.
She actually, I think her actual words, I have her.
"I hope
here.
Her cooties rot your face off."
Yeah.
Did she say that?
Well, something like that. It went like this. "I am heartbroken that John has decided to end our marriage.
Oh.
Get cooties. That's the subtext. He was in rehab for coke and alcohol addiction. Often they go hand in hand. You drink enough that you're like, you know, it sounds like a great idea. Coke. Ain. Not, you know, plenty of people.
Oh, Ain.
Yeah,
see.
Not a, uh-huh. Not the beverage. A cola.
Right.
But uh-huh. Coke Ain, not Coke a cola.
There are reports that Olivia Munn publicly gushed about John Mulaney and was supposedly obsessed what? With him.
I like when she gets obsessed with stuff because you know she's given that her all. It's fantastic. I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sexting, I don't know she's how they got out, but whatever that was, that how they got out, she's really good at that.
Oh my God, she knows exactly what to do. Like, you could learn so much about sexting from Olivia Munn.
I don't know. Was she part of that one?
The hack.
The big one, the big celebrity hack, the big, like...
I don't know where we got
those
from.
And it wasn't
from.
Even a hack. Remember, it turned out they were just scamming people's emails and sending to ask for you to sign in.
Right.
And then they'd get your password and you'd... And off you'd go.
Terrible.
Or they were guessing too, right? Didn't they guess like Paris Hilton's password was like the name of her dog?
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Bridgerton fans. Hey, Nick. Bridgerton.
Hey.
Bridgerton.
Yeah.
They're going to go, you know, there are going to be several seasons of that. It's going to follow all the kids in the family, each one finding love. It's so romantic and delightful and period piecey. Netflix has announced that there's a Bridgerton spinoff already, and it's going to focus on Queen Charlotte.
Charlotte?
That's right, Queen Charlotte. And it's going to show her early years, because she's an older woman by the time we get to Bridgerton. But who is Queen Charlotte? Where does she come from? How did she become queen? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You
going to
watch that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course I'm going
to. I think Shonda Rhimes is writing it, right?
Well, she's definitely involved. Yeah. So that's good
so
news.
But
right,
good.
It's a spinoff. It has nothing to do with the books, correct?
No. No. Okay. She, like I said, she wasn't even mentioned in the books. I think they mentioned her here and there,
added.
But she has like no lines, nothing. She's not a huge character. So in the series, they made her a big character.
Yeah, she was great on the series. Mm-hmm. So congrats to everyone who works on Bridgerton. More work for you. And just quickly, every year, all the various networks roll out their upfronts. This is for advertisers and people who would take things in syndication. And they tell you what's new, what's canceled, and what their schedule is going to look like. So far, the biggest news is that Blackish is ending after the coming season. It'll be the show's eighth and final.
Oh, I thought that was still a pretty big
hit.
Yeah,
I like that show.
There were so many spinoffs.
There are. And some of those are going away, too. They're getting rid of the spinoff Mixed-ish and dramas Rebel and For Life. CBS is canceling. That's all on ABC. CBS is canceling the legal drama All Rise and a comedy called The Unicorn. Both shows were on for two seasons. NBC announced its full 2021-22 schedule. For the first time in 50 years, they're starting a season with no half-hour comedies.
Oh.
That's what you know them for. They do have some comedies, Keenan, Mr. Mayor, Young Rock. They're all going to debut early next year, along with two new comedies, American Auto and Grand Crew. The final season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine is going to debut in August. But looks like they're starting a season with no half-hour comedies.
Hmm.
The final season of This Is Us is also being held for 2022. The Voice is only going to run one cycle this season instead of the usual two. On Wednesday nights, the three Chicago shows, Med, Fire, and PD. And Thursdays, Law and Order, For the Defense, and then SVU, and then Organized Crime. So they've got all the Law and Orders on Thursdays. So Wednesdays are for Chicago, Thursdays are for Law and Order. And if you want details, you can easily find them. Type in network upfronts and you can get a full schedule. These days, I don't care what networks are doing. I mean, we just don't have to care anymore. There are so many.
On demand.
I'm three deep in The Handmaid's Tale. Wow. That show,
you know what?
My God, deep, huh?
Christina asked me about that. Is Sarah caught it? We don't have Hulu and she watches it, but she's going to wait. I think she'll wait till the season the whole thing's available, mm-hmm. and then she'll buy it on iTunes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But she asked me what you said about it, and I said, she hasn't said anything. I don't think she's watched it. So yeah. You have.
We started it over the weekend. We're about three deep, and it's great. I mean, the acting on that show is incredible. The story is, it is, in fact, despair porn. Don't fool yourself. There's no, and boy, it got bad. This oh boy, oh lordy, lordy.
Worse, huh? How bad could it get? It's
well,
bad,
man.
It's and pretty bad.
Oh boy, there's a lot. But good. I can't look away. I love it. I love that show.
You think at any point she'll, like, you know, rent a new apartment with a balcony and get a puppy?
No. The show would be over at that. But, like, you know, if she had gone to Canada when she had the chance, the show would be over. But I'd feel fine with that. I'd be like, oh, well, that was the right move.
Any sign of redemption at all?
Well, I'm wondering how many seasons. We talked about this last night. Like, we're in the fourth season. Can't they defeat these people?
Can't they start at least on the, you know, just one step at a time? Can we see one step closer to freedom?
Yeah.
No sign, huh?
No. It's all bad news on that show.
I want to watch it because it's great, but
even the people
there's no sign of
who've
like,
been
happiness.
Rescued.
That's too much
bad news for them too. Like it's just bad. It's you know, and by bad I mean horrifyingly possible. So anyway, that's it for me. Yay. What's coming up, Ben?
I have found all my stories, organized them properly, and will redeem myself after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.